The Phil Show.
Oh, they're dum 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 dum.
Stupid news!
They're dum 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 dum.
Stupid news!
This is pretty stupid, in my opinion. You know, working from home, yeah, there's some expense. All right? There are conveniences that come with the home offices that you don't have in an actual office, but yeah, there's costs. It is difficult to focus on work during this hot, hot, hot weather, and air conditioning is expensive. New survey, 59% of people say their employees should cover their air conditioning. I'm sorry, I think that's dumb. Really? Were you going to not have it on? Come on. Yeah. They say, well, we didn't plan to work from home, so you need to put in, you know, this for our comfort. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't go along with that. All right, now, we've heard about the milk crate challenge and TikToks is no more. We're pulling them all. And that's good because people were getting hurt. However, this one, I am all for because I think this is an absolute hoot. So what happens is teenagers are pranking their parents by having them sit in on video applications for fake college scholarships. And then once the camera starts rolling and mom and dad are there, they start lying about how hard their life has been. What I like about it, nobody gets hurt unless mom or dad slap you upside the head. Here's how it works. Typical video goes something like this. You know, the kid starts by saying, you know, my mom and dad are the people who've inspired me the most. You know, they've been here and they've done all of that. You know, they've always been here and helped me, whatever. And at this point, the parents look so proud. Then the student goes on to say, but yeah, I've had a hard life, but my parents' life's been harder. And they'll say something like, yes, when my father was younger, he went to prison for several years. Now, or one of them will say, yes, mom was a crack whore. I mean, they'll say all kinds of stuff. And the goal... The goal is to see how long they can just keep telling lies before their parents stop them.
That sounds awesome.
Oh, it just, oh my soul, they're funny. Now, the goal, like I said, the goal it's to see how long they can keep telling lies before mom and dad stop them. Now, some of them just shut it down right away. Other parents just sit there looking shocked and wait for it to end but before it starts yelling. And one girl... going viral. Said her mom, she didn't say crack, but she said, mom used to be a hooker. Well, the mom immediately just cracks up and can't stop laughing. So, and another one, a dad just stares daggers at his daughter the whole time. Now, you can find them on TikTok. Use the hashtag scholarship prank. Scholarship prank. It's funny. Oh, my gosh. Oh. What a, you know what? Nobody gets hurt.
Started to play one, but some of them have some language. So oh, just they got FYI.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You can't. No, you can't do that. No, but no. My goodness, it's just. Oh,
that's fantastic.
Oh, all right. Now there was a time when a career in junk meant you were a garbage man. My daddy always said, son, a junk man will never go broke. Right. Now people earn a living by doing garage sales on eBay. They upcycle stuff on, what is it, Etsy? They get antiques from hoarders and buy abandoned storage units. There's even TV shows for that. They're looking for valuables. Now, a 32-year-old mom of four in Dallas, Texas, has been able to quit her full-time job. She's making about $1,000 a week dumpster diving. Her name is Tiffany Cherie. She first got into dumpster diving after watching some YouTube videos about it in 2016. Now, what she does, and here's a hint, she mostly targets commercial trash, like dumpsters behind stores like Victoria's Secret, Bed Bath Beyond, Party City, Ulta. Now, what they do is they sometimes toss new or return merchandise that they can't sell for whatever reason. She looks for anything she could sell and apparently makes enough to support her family. It seems hard to believe, but her TikTok feed, at Dumpster Diving Mama, she shares her scores. And I kind of looked it up. It's technically not illegal now. But if you're on private property and there are no trespassing signs, the store could come after you and you could be fined. That said, it's unlikely anybody gives a f- if you don't damage anything and you don't make a mess. Papa don't take no mess.
Phil Williams on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.